This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says it's time to double down on the state's economic comeback. He says that means enacting a 10% across-the-board cut in the state's income tax. He told lawmakers yesterday in his State of the State speech that the cut would help keep workers and businesses from moving out of New Jersey. Democrats who control the state's Assembly and Senate weren't impressed, dismissing the proposal as a soundbite. One caller to WNYC's Brian Lehrer show this morning on Kit of Edison says he's worried about funding for New Jersey schools and social services.
I'd rather keep those programs than take the money because I don't want education to be cut and other key vital programs that the state needs to run.
Joining us to talk about his tax cut proposal and why it would keep the state on the right track is Governor Christie. Welcome back to WNYC, sir.
Happy to be back.
Governor, as our caller pointed out, and as Democrats have been quick to say, an across-the-board cut would save a lot more money for someone making $1 million than a middle-class person making $50,000. Why an across-the-board cut? Why not a progressive cut?
It's fair, first of all, because we have the most progressive tax system already of any state in America. The top 1% in our state pays 41% of the income tax. And a 10% cut for everybody and a 20% increase in the earned income tax credit is a fair way to go about this because everybody is getting a proportional cut in the taxes.
Could you explain that a little bit more? I'm not sure I understand how a 10% across the board cut. I mean, what I'm hearing is that somebody making $1 million would get a $7,000 savings in their taxes, while somebody making $50,000 would only see savings of a couple hundred dollars.
Well, of course they would, because they already pay more in taxes. I mean, you know, you can't cut taxes beyond the point that people are actually paying them. And the fact is, what we're doing here is giving everybody the same percentage tax cut across the board. And the folks who are paying more in a progressive system, when you cut those taxes, are going to get more. That's the definition of a progressive system. What drives me crazy about the Democrats is they want the system to be progressive when you're paying the taxes, but they don't want the system to be progressive when you're cutting taxes.
Democrats say this would cut state revenues by $1 billion and would end up coming out of state aid to schools and localities. They pointed to the 30% tax cut they agreed on with Governor Christy Whitman in the early 1990s that led to property tax hikes. How do you plan to avoid a replay of that?
Well, first of all, because we're doing it a lot differently. And the Democrats know this, and what they want to do, as usual, is to scare taxpayers into continuing to send money into the black hole that is Trenton. Our 10% tax cut, as opposed to a 30% tax cut, is also phased in over 3 years. And so we're doing it very responsibly. It doesn't take $1 million out of revenue next year. It takes $300 million out of revenue next year. And it is about time that we start returning money to the public. This is the most overtaxed group of people in America, and they deserve to have some of their money sent back to them.
I know your spokesman has said you'd explain how you'd finance this tax cut when you issue your budget proposal next month. You care to hint at where you think there's fat to cut?
Oh, listen, we've proven that every year that we've been in state government, and we have managed to below even our budget projections each year. So we're going to continue to manage this very well, and we're going to put together a full budget proposal on February 21st and lay it all out then. Fact of the matter is, but the Democrats were not worried about fiscal responsibility when they gave me $1 billion more in spending last year than we had in revenue coming in. And I had a line item veto that spending to bring us into balance. The only time they're worried about fiscal responsibility is when we talk about giving the public some of their money back. It's like we're trying to pull the money out of their cold, dead hands. It's absolutely wrong, and we're going to be able to pay for it the same way I've shown being fiscally responsible every one of my years and cleaning up the mess they created for the last 8 years. I'll continue to be responsible going forward.
Do you agree with their figure that it would take out about $1 billion? Is that in contention at all?
It's in contention because it won't do it in just 1 year. It takes $1 billion over 3 years. And so the fact is that they believe that New Jersey will be static and not grow. And believe me, the reason they believe it is because we watched their policies for 8 years before I got there and saw us lose jobs and basically have a jobless decade under Democratic leadership. done in our state this year is have the greatest job growth in 2011 for any single year we've had since the year 2000. What was the year 2000? The last time the Republicans were in charge in Trenton. And for every year since then, we've had less job growth than we had this year. We're going to continue to grow jobs in New Jersey, which means more income tax revenue. And, you know, this is a concept they just don't understand.
Yesterday you were praising Democrats for working with you over the past 2 years on a number of items, but they have a wish list, too, a millionaire's tax, gay marriage legislation, and a hike to the minimum wage. Do you think you can find some a place to agree to any of these three things to help get your 10% tax cut?
Well, listen, I'm not going to trade tax relief that the people of New Jersey need to raise taxes someplace else. We're simply not raising taxes anymore in New Jersey. I know this is foreign to them because they raised taxes and fees 115 times in the 8 years before I became governor. So they're disoriented at the idea that you would actually lower taxes for anyone. They believe that all money should be sent to Trenton and spent by career politicians. And on those other issues, I've said that I'm willing to entertain conversations regarding the minimum wage. And my opposition to same-sex marriage has been very well publicized over time. Now, they haven't been able to get a same-sex marriage bill passed, and I think this type of societal change is something that we need to do very deliberately and have as much public input as we possibly can before people decide whether we want to overturn hundreds of years of societal mores and traditions.
Moving on to some of the other ideas you proposed in your State of the State address yesterday, a lot of the education ideas you talked about, you actually offered a year ago, but Democrats didn't pass them. For example, teacher tenure reform. What do you think will be different this year?
Oh, because I think finally, you know, we're going to have the time to really get to it and spend the time on it. You know, much of our session last year was spent on pension and benefit reform, which is a difficult and contentious issue that we solved in a bipartisan way. And I think now we're going to have much more time that issue has passed us to be able to focus on education reform. And I think we're finding that there are Democrats who agree with the idea that tenure should be much more difficult to get and much easier to lose, along with issues like merit pay, Opportunity Scholarship Act, more charter schools. Those are all things where we're finding a lot of common ground. I think we'll get a lot of that done this year when we're able to focus on it more and not have the contentious issue of pension and benefit reform to deal with this year.
Finally, Governor, Betty Lou DeCrosse, the widow of your late mentor, Assemblyman Alex DeCrosse, announced today that she'd seek his seat in the 26th District. What do you think of her candidacy? I know she's a member of your administration.
Well, you know, Betty Lou serves right now as my deputy commissioner of the Department of Community Affairs. Obviously, I have great respect for her, but, you know, I haven't spoken to Betty Lou yet. I heard about that today. I haven't spoken to her directly yet. And so any comments I have about her candidacy, I should at least share with her first before I share with your entire audience, I think.
Thank you very much, Governor Christie. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Governor Chris Christie, the Republican governor of the great state of New Jersey.